listening to Art Hounds.
Art Hounds
on Minnesota Public Radio News.
Hi, my name is Jim Ramlett. I'm an actor and singer in the Twin Cities. Most people know Leonard Bernstein for his amazing composing and incredible conducting. What many people don't know, however, is that he was an avid correspondent and a lover of words. A new production at Open Eye Figure Theater draws on his correspondence with Aaron Copland, Stephen Sondheim, Betty Davis, Jackie Kennedy. I had the great opportunity to work with Bernstein on a couple of occasions. He was a force. But he was Lenny. He insisted you call him Lenny. You could not refer to him as Maestro. He would get angry. And above all, he was a great teacher. Dear Lenny, Bernstein's Life in Songs and Letters is an opportunity to get to know Bernstein in a way that is generally not presented to the public, while at the same time enjoying some of his wonderful music. The show opens tonight and runs through August 26th at Open Eye Figure Theater in Minneapolis.
Hi, my name is Renee Bergstrom. I'm on the board of directors of Lanesboro Arts. What's going on in Lanesboro are two fantastic Commonweal plays. The 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee takes one back to school, and the actors who often play deep adult characters are believable as kids. There are true-to-life dramas like Olive's parents who never show up, a young man's puberty obstructing his concentration, and a young woman fed up with the need to excel. The adults also have hilarious issues with which to contend. The Clean House wrestles with adultery, but it is much more complex and intriguing than that. The relationships became interconnected through one surprise tangle after another, from the Brazilian girl's memories of her parents' love and laughter to finding soulmates later in life, all with profound honesty, sacrifice, forgiveness, and compassionate caring. The Clean House runs at the Commonweal Theater in Lanesboro through October 22nd. The 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee runs through September 24th.
Hi, my name is Varsha Bhatia, and I love dance and music in any form, particularly the classical Indian forms of Bharatanatyam and Kathak. Music, light pop, Bollywood, and classical are my favorites. This Saturday, I'm headed to the India Fest on the grounds of the state capital. India Fest is a kind of a fair come exhibition where there are vendors selling products from food and clothes and handicrafts and jewelry to live entertainment, music, ranging from folk music to Bollywood and classical, the entire gamut. I'll probably be there all day because I get to find some new restaurants, I get to find some new cloth vendors, and best of all, I find some new music groups. I love the entertainment because the quality of the performances is A+, really, really good. There's always street food that I go seek out, but last year I was surprised to find fresh sugarcane juice, which I have never seen outside of India. So I'm going to go seek that out this year. India Fest takes place this Saturday, the 18th of August, on the grounds of the state capital. Performances will begin at 11 in the morning. There will be a parade at about 1 p.m., the booths and the vendors will be there throughout from 11 to 9. So come enjoy.